Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully your Sunday is off to a fantastic start as fall is in the air. We've been talking a lot of NFL today. Obviously got into the world of college football very heavily last hour. But I'm pleased to be able to be joined by Tommy Bowden of the ACC Network here on the John Kincaid Show. Coach, good to catch up with you again. How are you today?
Good. Good morning. It's sunny down in Florida.
Oh, that's always nice. It is. Hopefully it's getting a little bit cooler because Atlanta, we finally this week are going to have a day where it's not in the 90s. So we're celebrating. It's terrible. Let me ask you, Coach, first of all, I put out my first four in college football this morning, and I put Alabama, and then I put a bunch of arrows down and left a giant gap on my tweet until I put the number two team, Clemson. Are my eyeballs seeing something that yours are, where Alabama just appears to be far more complete and dominant than the other teams at the top of the polls?
No, and I look at the comparison you just made, which I think is accurate, kind of like the ACC. Clemson is the cream of the crop in the ACC. There is separation between Virginia Tech, between Miami, and whoever's next. It might be Boston College. They lost yesterday. I thought it was Virginia Tech. They lost. So, yeah, I think your national analysis, there's comparison in the ACC. But I do think you're accurate the way they're playing, that Alabama's playing right now.
It is. It's incredible once you get something rolling. And it's – how much of it, though, Coach – is just that when you get it rolling, that you just keep recruiting the type of athlete to keep that funnel going? Because it almost seems like the big programs are just getting more dominant, maybe than we've ever seen before.
Well, success breeds success. I agree with theirs as far as the ability to continue to recruit top-notch talent. The difficult thing to me, and being a head coach for 12 years and having some success, not obviously the success that Nick Saban's had or my father's had, but that the ability to keep their focus, attention, their enthusiasm, and not getting complacent, to maintain that level of performance, what Nick Saban's done, yes, he's got good players, but, you know, people mess up good players at schools. He hasn't done that, so... Yes, he's continued to get good players, but the way he has motivated them at such a high level of performance and excellence is, to me, has been his most difficult challenge, and that has amazed me the most.
Tommy, what made your dad and other great coaches of yesteryear great? Do you think those same attributes are displayed in the great coaches of today's game, or are they doing something a little bit different to be able to adjust to today's athletes?
I think the biggest difference has been the ability for the players to read things on social media about how good they are. My father's never had to address that. You know, he had good players and had to maintain the attention of good players at a high level of excellence for a long time. That and the fundamentals to do that, the way you practice fundamentals, you never leave fundamentals. Those type of things, stay on the cutting edge philosophically, offensively, and defensively. Those things don't change. I think the hardest thing that Nick Saban's had to do, that generation, the Osbournes, Paternos, Bowdens, has been dealing with social media, and those guys believe in what they read. You used to be, you have the newspaper, and that's all you had to do with your players. Or you can make up false articles, which we've done, and feed them to your players. Now there's social media, and you have to address that issue. I think that's been the biggest difference.
You mean there were some false articles that sometimes would just be used to light a fire under people? I love that.
I made trips to the the newspaper place at Florida State as a young GA to print those, have the printer print them myself when they had to put them up. And delivered them on Thursday night in the locker. So, yeah, that was done.
I love that. Tell me a little bit about that Clemson team. I saw them play Texas A&M, and maybe I'm making the mistake, coaches. I saw them play Texas A&M at Texas A&M, which is a different animal than having Jimbo and Texas A&M come into your backyard like Alabama had yesterday. But what did you see in comparison between the two teams in that common opponent?
Well, what I saw was kind of evident yesterday. I really thought that Clemson was as talented as Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. They had not, be honest with you, in the first 2 weeks had not been playing to that level until yesterday. And that's kind of has been their MO the last few years. They have really gotten better through the course of the season. So I think yesterday Clemson proved accurately to where you put them at number two, but they hadn't been playing like that. Alabama had played that level of performance, a high level of efficiency since the get-go from the first game. So what that told me that Alabama, the way they played A&M, even though A&M had to travel, the separation that you elevated them, I think sure. That was proven in that game, an accurate assumption.
Coach, my partner in Atlanta for 19 football seasons now, Buck Ballou, always is telling me, you know, stop following the ball, John, when you're watching football. Stop following the ball. You know, look at those lines of scrimmage. Look at the middle of a defense. And yesterday, what I saw out of Georgia's run defense definitely would concern me if I was a Dogs fan. Missouri pretty much ran all over them all day long and was actually able to run between the tackles on them, which surprised me because I didn't see much of that last year out of Georgia.
Well, you know, a lot of it is they were more talented than Georgia was up front, so definitely wasn't talent. I think it goes back again is the mental aspect on how you prepare your team and the level of performance you get them to play at game time. Can you peak them to game time, what Nick Saban has done? So I think it's, again, your team not being able to handle success. And Kirby Smart, as you can see, he about verbatim, if you read the script, him and Nick Saban did the same thing. They won, but criticized their teams, trying to keep their attention and keep them on track. So I think Georgia's was more so just their focus not be as intent as what Alabama's has been able to keep up. But I think he'll get their attention this week. We'll find out. But if it continues to be a problem, then they're not the team we thought they could be.
I haven't seen Ohio State. Coach Tommy Bowden joining us here on the ACC Network, joining us here, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I haven't seen Ohio State play anybody yet that I'm really saying, okay, there's a measuring stick game. But everything I see out of Ohio State looks really, really good right now.
Well, there's a saying that I've heard. We used to have a Florida State, my father's team used to kill people. Good teams beat the team they're supposed to beat. Great teams destroy their programs. And they have pretty much won impressively who they played. Yeah, they haven't played much. They're going to do that here pretty soon. But
sure,
they have been a team that has played, I think, up to their ability and played well. And there's just no, like, there's no measuring stick right now, but that'll be coming up. But I think they're hitting on all cylinders, but the competition hadn't been as strong.
I had somebody, an analyst, tell me on this show a few weeks back that Dabo Swinney reminded them a bit of your father. And I said, you obviously have seen a lot of what Clemson. Do you see parallels at all between Dabo and your dad?
Yeah, they are very similar. My father did not quite have the attitude of how he dealt with the media, with his staff. His staff could talk to the media.
Sure.
He gave a lot more freedom to his players to talk to the media, especially young players early. That's different. Other than that, his personality is, he's got, what they say, it's kind of like Abraham Lincoln was still wrapped in velvet.
Yes.
He's got a hard nose to him, and I coached him as a walk-on wide receiver at Alabama. He's a typical overachiever. And a lot of times guys that weren't great athletes are overachievers, and he coaches that way. He coaches with a chip on his shoulder. My father, same thing, small college All-American, went to Alabama, left, played on a small level. You know, was a small guy and kind of coached with a chip on his shoulders. And, of course, their Christian beliefs, their lifestyles are very similar. How they handle media is a little bit different.
It's a lot easier on a Sunday morning to wake up as an analyst on college football than as a coach in college football, isn't it, Coach?
That's right. I'm always right. I had a great – I slept.
You had a great weekend, Coach. Your insights was perfect, and nobody's questioned you on them. That's great. Hey,
oh, no.
great catching up with you, Coach. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.